Wow, let's give them a hand. Wow. They're going to stay up here. We're just going to take just a couple minutes before communion, but wow, that was just, the whole thing was just so beautiful and so good, and what Aaron just shared is so powerful. And I want to thank you for being here again, and I don't know if Aaron introduced himself. He pastors and leads with his wife, Anita, the afternoon church, and my wife and myself, Krisha, lead the morning church, The Journey. And we've got, I was thinking, Aaron and I have had been dancing together for about 7 or 8 years. They've been here longer than us here, but it's been a sometime awkward dance, two guys dancing. But it's such a beautiful thing as we both move into not trying to convince each other to be like the other, but following Christ and finding ourselves more and more alike because we're wanting to follow Him. And that's really been a powerful thing for us. First off, I just we do communion, but I wrote down a couple things here during worship, and don't let the giddiness of gifts overwhelm the glory of God through Jesus. And that's so that the giddiness of gifts of like where your life might be today or what you might get tomorrow, we can get excited about spiritual things and about God things and make it more like religious things and the gifts. And I want us to be excited about Christ and Christ crucified and not just Him dying for us, but like Aaron said, living in and through us. And that's so important that we get that so we can capture that Christmas spirit that we have and will have tomorrow and all that we're blessed with and all that we are and carry that into 2015 so that we'll be those people and act in that direction. So let's not get too excited in the wrong things, but let's get excited in the right thing, not just eternal life later, but abundant life right now, more and more and more. And secondly, if you're like me, you ate a lot already at Thanksgiving. We had something for Christmas here at The Journey. I know Sundays did also, so you eat a lot. So there's a lot of eating out, a lot of eating and filling up. And I want you to fill up on Christ, not on the goodies of Christmas. So we're going to have communion. You can choose wine or grape juice. You can choose cookies, some gluten-free cookies and cookies and the biggest box of chocolates I've ever seen brought in by Linda. So you have all that opportunity, but don't fill up and don't think that those things are going to satisfy you. You'll be satisfied for a moment, but you'll have a headache or a problem tomorrow morning. That Christ really is the one that satisfies us. This baby Jesus, and this baby Jesus, that as I've been talking the last couple weeks for Christmas, is this idea that God thinks the best way to bring change about the world is through a baby coming here in a diaper. That's the best way to defeat evil and darkness and to set us free. It's the best way to overthrow the government of the world and bring in a new government is through a small child. And each one of us in here, from the oldest, I don't want to point to Herman's mom, but possibly the oldest, to the youngest back here, who's being vocal about how excited he is that I'm here. So I just said, from the oldest to the youngest, we all have the potential to carry that seed, to have that birth inside of us, and we should be tender with that and protect that and guard that, because there is a government and a rule out there and a religion out there looking to kill that very seed within you, just in the same way as the story of Christmas of Herod and his men seeking to kill Christ, and then religion coming and seeking later on to kill Christ. And so that commonness of a child, of the seed, of just belief, mingled with doubt, mingled with hurt, mingled with pain, mingled with being deceived, mingled with being hurt by religion or hurt by people that are in power in religion. But we have this seed that's so powerful that it'll wreck all the foundations of everything you've ever gone through and everything that's ever hurt you. It can go and reset new things in your life. So I want to encourage you to this year, as you go into 2015, is to really resettle that Christ is really the answer. He's not just the reason for the season, that He's the answer to all the problems that you have. He's the answer to every addiction you've ever had. He's the answer to your success that's not making you happy. He's the answer to the money that's not really making it well in your life. He's the answer to the addiction of your own self or your own distraction, and He's that answer. And so I'm going to ask you that are in the back, behind the bar here, to come up front if you want to have communion and find seats around here with people that have communion. You have five things of communion here, so you guys can come on down. We're gonna sing a song as you're coming.
I've heard about this baby boy who's come to earth to bring us joy, and I just want to sing this song to you. It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall and the major lift. With every breath I'm singing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. A couple came to Bethlehem expecting child. They searched the air to find a place for you. We're coming soon. There was no room for them to stay, so in a manger filled with hay, God's only son was born. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. The shepherds left their flocks by night to see this baby wrapped in light. A host of angels led them all to you. It was just as the angel said, you'll find him in a manger bed. Emmanuel and Savior, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. A star shone bright up in the east to Bethlehem. The wise men three came many miles and journeyed long for you. And to the place at which you were, their frankincense and gold and myrrh they gave to you and cried out, hallelujah. Sing hallelujah, 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 oh hallelujah. I know you came to rescue me. This baby boy would grow to be a man and one day die for me and you. My sins would drive the nails in you. That rugged cross was my cross too. Still every breath you drew was hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
bread and the wine. What I want you to do is I want you to take some more of the juice of the wine and pour it in. And, you know, we always give ourselves about that much, don't we? Just barely enough to fill the bottom. I want you to just fill up your glasses if you want more. Fill up. Don't just get a little bit. Drink. This is a meal. I know it's not a full meal, but fill up. Get some more in your glass. And we're all waiting, aren't we? We all hold it and we wait till somebody tells us to eat, tells us to drink. And I'm going to tell you to eat and drink. And we pour it just a little bit. We're used to communion cups, what, about that big, right? About as big as your thumb, and a wafer that melts in your mouth, not in your hands. That's not original to M&M's. That's a communion wafer. So when we think of it, Jesus incorporates this in the midst of community, in the midst of family, in the midst of a meal. Not a rigid religious event. It's a time where we get together. And so what I'm going to ask you to do is I'm going to ask you to break the bread. You probably have already done. And what I want you to pass that piece of bread to somebody next to you if they'll receive it. They don't have to, but share it with them. We often act like Jesus is super limited supply, but as soon as we break the bread and we thank God for the bread, we begin to distribute the bread, it begins to multiply in our very hands. And so when we think of Christmas and multiplication in this bread, this unlimited bread, there's unlimited salvation, there's unlimited healing in the Lord, and there's unlimited provision for your very soul. And so you might want to break it, and then I'm going to ask you to, first I want to just share about I just learned that some of you probably know this, I just learned that Bethlehem in Hebrew is called the house of bread. And I was studying that, you know, Jesus in the manger is a feeding trough. They found out in the last few decades, the feeding trough, that the bread of life is born into a feeding trough. And then in John, he calls himself the bread of life. And then he feeds thousands of people. And he receives the bread and breaks the bread. He looks up in the heaven. He thanks God for the bread. He multiplies the bread and just keeps multiplying in his hands. And then he leaves. And he says, I have to leave. Physical me has to leave. So the Holy Spirit can come down and have that unlimited supply of bread to us. And we don't nibble on the things of God. We feast on them. There are provision. Here, you want some of that? He's our provision in all of things, from the very weakest to the very strongest, from the very poor to the very richest, to the newest into the fold, to the oldest into the fold. He's the provision. It never changes. Next Christmas, we're not going to stand here and go, I have a different need. It's always the same need, and it's more of this, what we carry in our hands. And we come together, and it says, remember me. Now, I don't think the remember me is remember me like we remember him often. I think the remember me is remember when we went swimming and it was freezing in the Sea of Galilee. Remember when we caught fish. And remember those things. Remember when we were at your mom's house. He has 12 guys he's been with for 3.5 years. I think he's saying, remember me. Remember the conversations we had, all those conversations that aren't recorded in Scripture. Remember those personal times you've had just with me and you. Not just him and John, but him and every single one of those disciples. And he tells us, remember me. Remember the personal, relational, deep parts that he gives us. So I'm going to ask you to take your bread, and I'm going to ask you to dip it, and eat from the wine in that way. And just partake. Most likely, then they were reaching over. Zeke went to India for 3 weeks, and they eat out of a common bowl. Most likely you were dipping into somebody else's wine or a common thing to get your food out with your bread. Best communion bread ever. Anybody else want some more? That's what Jesus keeps asking. You want more? You want more? Life and life abundantly isn't just you get some abundant life and you lose it and you get some more and you lose that. It's like you get abundant life and then he stacks upon that and upon that and upon that. And the Old Testament says from glory to glory. It's a rubbing against the familiarity that we get his likeness on us because we're in relationship with him. And that's my prayer and my blessing both to us as a community, and Jesus is best celebrated, by the way, not in your prayer closet, but in the context of community. Spiritual gifts in the context of community. Communion in the context of community. So I just want to say this morning, this evening, I thank God for spiritual community. I know some of you from Sundays for 8 or 9 years now. Stevie's parents for 10 years from another church. It's all over the place. It's community. And we want more and more of that. And so it's just bow your heads. So Father, we thank you for all the provision, for the magnificent, bountiful, beautiful abundance, a virtual cornucopia, an overflowing of everything that we need. And so often we chase after what's outside of us to make us happy on the inside. And we think it's just addiction, or we think it's just some bad things, but it's all of those good things of wrong relationships, of religion, of success, of just a false security. So we say this evening, we want to chase after you. And you're not hard to catch. It's just sometimes we don't look. So God, help us this year as we go into Christmas tomorrow and into 2015, help us to put you first, to give you the glory, to give you the space, to give that as small as you may seem in us, that we have faith that that's going to grow into something huge and overflowing, wrecking foundations, wrecking our past experiences, and bringing us into a newness of life. We thank you for that. Amen. If you can stand, we're gonna sing a song, and Stevie's gonna lead us out.